Oh, God, Gabby thought as her mistress led her into the room. What has her sadistic mind come up with this time? The room was their inner city version of a dungeon, plushly carpeted in a deep gray, with no windows and walls that had been purposely over-insulated until they were practically soundproof. Gabby's mistress was a horribly creative woman who didn't like her pet getting bored, and as a result, the furnishings in the room constantly changed as sadistic ideas popped in her head. Today's edition was particularly, oh God, worthy though. Everything else had been cleared save for the fucking bench. The fucking bench was shaped like a short sawhorse, with a thicker top that was nicely padded and allowed access from all sides. A heavily padded chair that her mistress found perfect to sit on while Gabby pleasured her, sat in front of the fucking bench. But all of that was normal. None of this was what really grabbed her attention. That was reserved for the machine set up right behind the fucking bench. A fucking machine. Gabby had heard of them, and even seen them in porn. But she had never realized how big the dildo on the end of it looked. How scary. It was purple, and looked about the size of a cucumber mistress had once shoved inside of her. And it was going to fuck her. Gabby knew this as soon as she turned with wide eyes to look at her mistress and saw the evil grin on her face. Oh, shit. Gabby couldn't help but let out. Her mistress started laughing as she slapped Gabby across the face for speaking without permission. She then started pulling Gabby along by a leash connected to the silver O-ring that connected her collar around her neck. Gabby's hand went up to finger her collar for reassurance as her mistress pulled her towards the bench. It was made special, the leather corded and braided into the O-ring and then braided back out, all the way around her neck with the ends buried and braided into the collar like one great puzzle that never came off. If such a day came, it would surely have to be sawed away for release. Her reverie was interrupted as her mistress told her to get face first on the bench and started securing her cuffs to the eye hooks conveniently placed on the floor around the bench. First her wrists, and then her ankles were secured until her head and ass jutted out from the bench. Her mistress brought out a little extension to the bench to go underneath her head and cushion her neck as it was stretched out as if by a horizontal posture collar. Her mistress again disappeared from her view. As unable to look around, Gabby felt fingers on her clit, teasing and playing with her. Her mistress soon had her groaning and wriggling on the bench. Gabby could feel fingers thrusting inside of her as she pushed back against them, trying to get them deeper and deeper inside of her. Gabby moaned as her body clenched, trying without success to wriggle back against the fingers that were dancing so lightly inside of her. The restraints held her firm, and this thought made her even wetter. So wet, you could hear the squishing sounds of her mistress's fingers going in and out of her. Oh, please, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please, was the litany in her head, helpless to thrust back as her mistress started using one hand to play with her clit, rubbing around and over it as she thrust deeper and harder. With her fingers, running circles with her fingers that caught Gabby's clit under her hood and and massaged it around until Gabby could feel herself building, tightening. Oh, God. And then nothing. Her insides squeezing, clenching. Gabby was panting and ready to scream in frustration as the fingers inside of her disappeared and the thumb that had been rubbing her overly sensitized clit gave one last gentle brush goodbye. She was left wanting what felt like her entire pussy, inside and out, throbbing and hot. Please fuck me, each throb seemed to say. Oh God, please come back and fuck me. Gabby let out a whimper as she felt her mistress's fingers touch briefly down on her clit, just to slide up across her slit, dipping in to get them thoroughly wet, and then sliding up some more to Gabby's other fuckable hole. Gabby went still in fear for a moment. She liked anal play, but before it felt good, it always hurt. A lot. Her mind started running far ahead in the moment. It kept going back to the fucking machine. Would she? Her heart racing. Gabby couldn't help but notice this only made her insides warmer and her pussy even wetter. What is wrong with me? She took a second to think before her mistress's fingers brought her back to reality. Her mistress's fingers were now playing around Gabby's anal ring, kneading with just a bit of pressure, enough to make Gabby moan in pleasure. Gabby flinched at a sudden sensation of cold as her mistress put lube in her ass, thrusting with one finger, then two, and then started to stretch her out with a third as Gabby started to whimper and pull against her cocks. Her mistress dealt her a stinging blow on her ass cheek with one hand, while at the same time shoving that invading third finger in hard and fast. Ah! Screamed Gabby, the first hint of tears starting to muss her mascara. Shh, soothed her mistress, rubbing her ass gently as her fingers started twisting and stretching inside Gabby's ass. We aren't yet at the part that's gonna have you screaming, pet. Gabby's mistress continued to rub her red ass cheek while she continued to tell Gabby about her plans. See, at first I thought I should ease you into the fucking machine. Start with a little teasing, only going a few inches in that lovely pussy of yours, and slowly work into fucking you harder, faster, deeper. Gabby's mistress roughly shoved her fingers deeper into her ass and introduced double penetration once you were used to it. She felt her mistress's fingers leave her ass and felt a new probing against her asshole. But then I thought, fuck it, I want to see her cry. I love it when you cry for me. Smiling, Gabby's mistress started shoving the 7-inch dildo inside Gabby's ass. First, just inserting it an inch and then pulling it out fully, before shoving it in further and pulling it out again. In and out. Gabby's anal ring started burning a little. Gabby could feel it stretching, constricting against the plug as it was slowly, so slowly, pulled out of her ass until she could feel the pop as it slid out, before her mistress started shoving it in again. Gabby let out as the plug went deeper and deeper inside of her. Her mistress started going harder and faster, getting excited as she thrust it inside of her. She started twisting the clock, tugging it around, and went ever deeper until Gabby started crying a little, wanting so bad to beg, but knowing it would only make things worse. Gabby cried as the huge butt plug was shoved fully inside of her. She could feel her ass swallow around the recess between the plug and its base. Content now, her mistress let go of the plug and sat back, looking at it sticking from Gabby's hole. And then, rubbing her hands off with a sanitized cloth, her attention moved to Gabby's other hole. Gabby's clit was clearly engorged, soft and moist when she started rubbing it again. She laughed a little as Gabby moaned and tried to arch her pussy into her mistress's hands, only to be frustrated by her restraints. Again, her mistress started teasing her, playing with her clit, fucking her with her fingers. Soon Gabby was squirming as hard as the cuffs would let her, trying so hard to rub herself harder into her mistress's hands. She was so close. It felt so good. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Gabby internalized as her mistress struck up a rhythm between inside and outside her pussy. Oh. And then nothing. Chuckling evilly, her mistress moved her fingers away, ending all the sensations at once. Oh. Oh. And Gabby moaned, whimpering in need as her clit throbbed and her pelvis kept thrusting, seeking release. Gabby's mistress smacked her ass as she stood up straight and started fiddling with the machine behind her, positioning the dildo right up against Gabby's pussy. What kind of owner would I be if I let my slave come before she's completely satisfied me? You should thank me, pet. It is for your own good I teach you some discipline. She walked around and looked into Gabby's eyes, staring wide at her, mascara ruined and starting to pool at the corner of her eyes. She stroked Gabby's cheek and leaned over, kissing her deeply, with Gabby stretching her neck forward into the kiss, before pulling back and smacking Gabby hard across the face. Picking up a control for the fucking machine, Gabby's mistress sat down on the padded chair in front of Gabby's face, positioning her own clit right in Gabby's mouth. Having been trained for this, Gabby started licking eagerly, gently, around her mistress's clit, sucking it in and playing with it with her tongue. Mm-hmm. Her mistress let out as she pressed a button, and the dildo in Gabby's pussy started to move forward inside of her, letting out a gasp into the crotch in front of her. Gabby could feel the dildo pushing deeper inside of her. Apparently, her mistress wasn't playing around this time, though, as the dildo kept sliding in and in until 7 inches were shoved inside of her, and Gabby felt way too full. What with the butt plug filling her ass and the dildo starting to pump in and out of her pussy, Gabby let her concentration on the pussy in front of her slide. Her mistress pulled her clit out of her mouth and smacked Gabby hard across the face. before pushing her face back on her pussy and angrily pressing a button to make the dildo sink all 9 inches roughly inside of Gabby, leaving her screaming into her mistress's red, fuzzy crotch. I think we need to have a lesson in priorities if it is that easy for you to get distracted by a fucking dildo instead of your mistress's pussy. Where is the fucking gratitude? Pressing another button, the machine started fucking Gabby harder, pulling the dildo all the way out, and then slamming the huge length of it back inside her sore pussy. Gabby cried into her mistress's pussy, being sure this time to suck and lick as she was screaming and crying into her crotch. The fucking will continue until I come. Even if it takes all night, I swear I will fucking sleep with my crotch in your mouth with that dildo fucking away, you poor, abused little pussy. And if you take too long, I have an attachment that will make that butt plug move. Now lick faster, you little cunt. The machine pounded on inside of her, in and out, each thrust hurting more than the last. When it finally felt like Gabby's pussy was wet enough and stretching enough to make the pain fade, her mistress noticed the pleasant vibrations from Gabby's screaming had stopped and pressed a button to make her scream again as the dildo started pumping even faster inside of her. The double penetration of the machine fucking her, along with her ass being filled by the dildo becoming too much. And she paused in her licking for just a second. A second that was too long, as she felt her mistress's clit start to leave her mouth, with Gabby suddenly sucking desperately at it. But too late, as her mistress started slapping her in the face. 10 times she slapped her, with her fist in Gabby's blonde hair holding her face in place as she smacked the same spot over and over as the butt plug seemed to press against the dildo brutally tearing inside of her, yielding double the pain. The bombardment in Gabby's pussy continued as her mistress shoved her clit in her face once more. Gabby continued licking, not stopping, even when the dildo sank fully in her, before brutally ripping out and repeating. Over and over, Gabby's talented tongue worked away at the clit before her, until she could feel her mistress pressing her crotch harder against Gabby's mouth, pulling her hair and moaning as she started to grind into her mouth. As Gabby set a fast rhythm of flicking her tongue right on her mistress's clit. Ooh, that's it. Good pet. That double penetration seems to do wonders for your pussy licking skills. Almost there. Oh, fuck. Her mistress pushed a button and the dildo went to full speed, making Gabby scream hysterically into her mistress's cunt as her mistress started coming and screaming herself in pleasure. And she gripped at Gabby's hair and went rigid, her clit pushed all the way in Gabby's mouth. She seemed to thrust one last time before going limp and just sitting there, breathing heavy with her legs spread, while Gabby continued to sob into her from the pain. After about a minute, she pressed a button, slowing the dildo's speed. She got up, needing a second to balance properly on her heels, before patting Gabby on the head and walking over to a shelf to grab a vibrator, attaching it to just under the bench so it was lightly brushing up against Gabby's pussy. She turned it on and walked out of the room, leaving poor Gabby to wonder how long she would be stuck on the bench being fucked mindless by the machine.